Attention Management. Disclaimer. We created this guide to help people manage and direct their attention so they can improve their productivity. However, some people have neurological or other medical conditions like ADD and ADHD that make managing their attention hard or even impossible. While this guide may still benefit these people, it cannot take the place of a professional's opinion or treatment. Neurological conditions should only be diagnosed by psychiatrists, psychologists, or neurologists. You should address other medical conditions with your family doctor. In no way can any content in this guide be considered medical, neurological, or otherwise professional advice. If you feel like your lack of attention might be a symptom of a more serious problem, please reach out to a trusted doctor or master's level therapist. Introduction. Pay attention. Shortly after hearing this, I was usually met with laughter from the classroom as the teacher glared at me. Almost without fail, more laughter would ensue once the teacher asked me a follow-up question that I invariably failed to answer. Why couldn't I answer the question? Because the teacher was right. I wasn't paying attention. My mind was elsewhere, thinking non-consequential thoughts or otherwise distracted when I should have been paying attention to the lesson at hand. This scenario was far from my first lesson about the importance of paying attention, though. From the time we can speak and move, people warn us to pay attention. It's almost always good advice. Our parents told us to pay attention when we want to cross the street safely. Pay attention so we don't put our hand on a hot stove. Pay attention when we're eating so we don't make a mess. As a child, we're constantly reminded to pay attention. In my case, it was partly because I was an idiot, but mostly because paying attention is a habit that we should learn at a young age. Look at the above examples. If we don't pay attention, we quickly learn that a bad thing can and likely will happen. As we grow up, though, we have full rein of our attention. You might have a kid nagging you to pay attention to one of their tales, or a partner telling you to put down your phone and pay attention to the movie, but that's about it. Outside of meetings with the boss, even at work, we have free rein. Be honest, how many times have you been paying attention to your phone when you should be getting some work done? This is a safe place, you can be honest. The funny thing is that managing your attention is more powerful now than ever. We only have so many hours in the day, so managing and directing our attention towards the important things is of utmost value. If you're interested to learn more about attention management, you've landed in the right place. Sit back and get ready to learn how to direct your attention to the things that matter.